if that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie.
I can't do it.
Back in town.
They finally got me. I have finally succumbed. There will be no singing in Mudville.
Look out, old Mac is back.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 3 hours as usual as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Phone number to call, 888-808-1019. And the Yankee season and the World Series are over. Yes, they do have to get one more loss, I expected rather quickly. As that game last night, and really the last two games, have been an absolute no-show from this Yankee offense. And, you know, it's just, it's what always happens. I mean, I've been talking about this forever. Everybody has. We've been talking about this forever. When they lose in the postseason, almost exclusively, they lose because they don't hit. It happens year in and year out. They lose because they don't score enough runs. And, it goes beyond Aaron Judge even, but why bother talking about anything prior to 2017? But, I mean, this group, this core of players, it's changed a little bit, but ultimately, this core under Aaron Boone, under Aaron Judge, have completely continued to fail year in and year out. And when they do, it is the offense and the anemic offense that you got last night. Now, I understand Walker Buehler was better than we thought, right? I think that's fair. You want to be fair for a second to the Yankees, and I'm in no mood to be? Walker Buehler threw the ball pretty damn well. I think it's fair to say Yamamoto was very good. I think it's fair to say Jack Flaherty was better than we thought he could be. But the offense, which continues to be the bane of this Yankee existence, was just absolutely lifeless, particularly in these last two games. I understand game one they didn't hit that well either. But if you look at this and the performance they gave you last night, the lifeless at bats, and we all know where it starts. It starts with the MVP. There's almost no other discussion to have. Like, it's hard for me. You know, when we talk Giants, and I guess we will at some point today or tomorrow, as their season's coming to an end as well. It's hard for me to talk about the Giants without talking about Daniel Jones and the quarterback. It's impossible to have a real conversation about the New York Yankees without talking about Aaron Judge and the absolute zero he has been and what it bring and how it brings down the entire team watching him have these miserable at-bats. It's really hard to talk about anything else other than the failure of this great player. And how important he is to this team and what it does to this team when he's a zero. Not struggling a bit, not quite himself, an absolute zero. And it's going to be something impossible for him to live down until he does bring a championship to this team. And who knows when that will be. And I have no interest in talking about next year or Juan Soto's contract or anything other than talking about the failures of this team in this series. And listen, I understand we talked about heading into this. The biggest advantage the Yankees had was the starting pitching. And that was a complete, whoever had that idea, I had it. I know Evan had it. A lot of people had it. What absolute hogwash. Because the Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitching has been so far better than the New York Yankees starting pitching, it's ridiculous. And in this game, last night, Clark Schmidt, who I thought had a decent breaking ball, couldn't locate anything. And all of the energy, all of the life, all of the crowd heading into this very big World Series game. First time in the Bronx in 15 years. All the energy. And forget all the nonsense about, I mean, I said it too just because it became a thing on social media. But forget all the stuff about cheering Judge or whatever. The crowd felt electric. All right, I thought Fat Joe was terrible. I don't care. I wasn't interested in him. I wasn't really interested in Ice Cube to start the first game of the World Series in L.A. I don't care. I'm here for the baseball. But the crowd was ready. The crowd was electric. And you could tell that home run to Freddie Freeman on a fastball on a 1-2 count. It's hard to yell about the pitching, like I just said. It's about the offense. It's about Judge. But that pitch to Freddie Freeman, who's going to win the MVP of this series, who's been an absolute force for this team. You cannot throw him a 1-2 fastball. You got him to swing over a breaking. He took breaking balls early in the count. Throw him a breaking ball in the dirt. Do not throw him a fastball and allow him to take a 2-0 lead and suck all the life out of that building. That home run was an absolute killer. An absolute killer. Now, should it have been? No. It should not have been. This offense should have been able against Walker Buehler, who, again, I'm not sure. This is, you know, as much as I want to tell you, and I know the narrative is going to be, and it's rightfully so, because all the narratives are now true. That's what the Yankees have done. All of the narratives are true. And I hate the word narratives, but all of them are true. The Dodgers are the far superior team. The National League's the far superior league. Cleveland and the Royals were a cakewalk. Judge is a Mr. June. All of it. All of the noise. Aaron Boone's the worst manager in baseball. Brian Cashman's the worst executive in baseball. Like, all of the narratives that are around this team right now, whether they've been here forever, whether they just started in this postseason, all of them are true. I can't argue any of them. I won't argue any of them, even if deep down in my soul I disagree with some, because the Yankees have played them all into existence. They had a cakewalk to the championship. They had a cakewalk to the World Series. The Dodgers are their daddy and far superior. Anybody, including Philadelphia, Milwaukee, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were the last team to miss the wild card, all of them in the National League would have beat the Yankees in the World Series. You can't argue any of it. They've played themselves into just all of those things are facts. Judges, Mr. June, all of it. And as much as I'd like to tell you that the Dodgers have played well here, and they have, and they've outplayed the Yankees, and they look like the far better team, all true, fine. And Walker Buehler pitched well in this game. He looked better. They were saying it on the broadcast. You could see it. You watched him in the Mets series. You watched him prior to that. You know, he didn't have that good fastball and the ride to it that he had in this game and locating and everything. Fine. This is so much about the New York Yankees, so much more about them than it is the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are good and the Dodgers are kicking their ass, but I'm sorry. This is so much more about the New York Yankees than it is the Dodgers, because the Dodgers, they've pitched well. But it's more about the Yankees and their lifeless at-bats. How many fastballs are they going to take? How many fastballs are they going to take? There's nothing to it. There's no juice to it. There's nothing. That's beyond just Walker Buehler having his best day in a while. It's better than Yamamoto having good stuff and a splitter that disappears. It's better than Flaherty looking and throwing his fastball with higher velocity than he did his last start. Like, all of those things are true. You tip your cap to the Dodgers, by all means. They've outplayed the Yankees. They've shown to be the superior team in every way. But this is so much more about the lousiness of the New York Yankees than it is the dominance of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Because, I mean, if I told you that they were going to score 4 runs in this game. Like, both of these games. We talk about the advantage of the starting pitching. That was what we thought from the New York Yankees. Obviously flipped on their head. Throw that thing out. It's a piece of trash. Crumple it up. Throw it out. Whoever thought of it was dumb. The Yankees starting pitching is not superior to the Dodgers starting pitching. But even though the home runs given up by Rodon, even though the home run and the short innings given up and the two-thirds or whatever it was, given up by Clark Schmidt, This Yankee bullpen saved their bacon. This Yankee bullpen has done an amazing job, and this Yankee bullpen has kept this team in the game and has given this offense a chance to where the disparity in the starting pitching shouldn't have been that big of a difference. Like, we talk about that needed to be the strength. I agree. It's part of the reason why they've lost. But the bullpen has kind of negated that being a big issue. The bullpen's done a great job for the Yankees and given this team every opportunity to come through and get back into a game, and they can't. They can't string hits together. They make mistakes that kill them in game one. They can't string hits together at all, and that's why it's probably going to be a talking point because everyone hates it, and I've seen the clips, and I've seen the video. I know. As Stan's rounding the bases, did I even say in my head he's going to be out by a mile? Yeah, that's what I said as Stan was rounding the bases. You know what I still said? Send him, because this team has hit two hits back-to-back twice all postseason. All we do is complain about, oh, you can't, and you got to be active. You can't just sit around and wait for the three-run home run. You can't sit around for the three-run home run until they get aggressive, get thrown out at the plate, and you're like, why didn't you just play for the three-run home run? The team can't put hits together. You got to send Stanton, even though 9 times out of 10 he's going to be out. The one time that throws up the line is a better chance than coming through with back-to-back hits. I mean, are we watching? They finally get a hit with runners in scoring position. You got to score on it. It's every 2 weeks they get a base hit with runners in scoring position. You got to score on it. That's how bad it is. And quite frankly, like, you look at the Dodgers, their numbers are almost as bad as in scoring position with runners in scoring position. It's been a couple of home runs that changed the games. It's Freddie Freeman. Who else has hurt them? Otani's hurt himself. He hasn't hurt them. Mookie Betts gets a bloop single that scores a run in this game, but he hasn't really hurt them. Teoscar Hernandez has one home run in this series. He hasn't really hurt them. Freddie Freeman has absolutely killed them. A couple of home runs here or there has killed them. The Yankee pitching and the bullpen has done a good enough job to keep them in this series. This should not be 3-0. There's one reason it's 3-0. It's the offense. Yes, the starting pitching is not nearly as good. Yes, we thought that would be an advantage. It's clearly not. Yes, they're throwing Mark Leiter in this game. Mark Leiter is getting big outs. The Dodgers continue to give them outs on bunts. They're getting out of every... The bullpen is pulling outs out of their ass. And every time you think maybe it'll get this offense going, it's almost better that they load the bases and Mark Leiter Jr. gets out of it. It's almost better that they load the bases. You get some enthusiasm. You get some of the nervousness from the crowd. He gets out of it. It's a big moment. Let's go. Build some momentum. Get back into the dugout. And let's go out here with the offense. And it's nothing. It is nothing. They're all looking to walk. They're taking, I was listening to John Boy a little bit. The amount of fastballs inside the strike zone that they took is ridiculous. It's some of the highest in all of baseball this entire season. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a hitting coach. It was Judge the other day looking for breaking balls. Is the whole team looking for breaking balls? Because I got a clue for you. In Major League Baseball, you typically hit better off the fastball. I mean, it's just the offense does what it does. And it was able to get through. I mean, listen, that this is now the truth. This is the truth. They were able to get through the Royals and the Guardians playing this level of baseball, and they can't do it against LA. And it doesn't matter that they were one out away from winning game one. It doesn't matter that both of these games have been relatively low scoring and they're in them in many ways. I mean, you could say that they weren't really in this game last night. The score mandates that to be said on some level, but it's not real. But if you told me they were going to get swept, I would have suspected that the middle of that lineup and this Dodger lineup would have pounded the Yankees because we know how dangerous the top is. And I think the biggest advantage the Dodgers held was the bottom of the lineup. That was going to be it, right? The Yankees starting pitching, the Dodgers bottom of the lineup. Those are the two biggest disparities between these two teams. Because the Yankees bullpen has been great. You know, the Dodger bullpen's great. You could argue one's better than the other, but it was relatively close. And while you assume Aaron Judge is a great hitter, and he's clearly not been, you take the top three from each team and you go, okay, you could say the Dodgers' top three is better. I won't argue with you, but it's not so much better. Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts is excellent, but with the way Stanton's hitting, Soto, Judge, Stanton, pretty damn good. It's close. You could argue Dodgers is better, but it's negligible. The bullpen, negligible. The Yankees starting pitching was supposed to be better, and the Dodgers' bottom of the lineup was going to be better. So if you told me that they were going to take a 3-0 lead, I would have said, well, the bottom of the lineup came through to get to the top of the lineup, and the Yankees got pounded, and the Yankee bullpen finally showed some cracks, and they've, you know, been outclassed. And in many ways, they have been. But not like that. It's so frustrating when the pitching is keeping them in these games. And the offense just can't do anything. Anything. And we could talk about changing things. Like, now I'm more open to making moves in the lineup because it is panic mode. And I didn't want to give that vibe only down 2-0. And now they are in panic mode. But I still don't move Judge. No. Judge is the guy. They're going to win or they are going to lose going down with Aaron Judge. He is not. And people get mad and you say, well, it was 2-0 in 96 and you could, you know, oh, don't give me the 96. That team was so much different, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was different. No doubt. They didn't have anybody like Aaron Judge. They didn't have some one person who was the heart and soul of the team that you can't move, you can't mess with, who brought them there single-handedly. I'm not moving Aaron Judge. Not doing it. He's the guy. And at this point, I don't even know if it matters, honestly. But I'll tell you this, and we'll get to your calls in a second, 888-808-1019. And we'll talk about all the different things you want to talk about. I mean, I know this business, and we're going to all want to talk about the send. It's almost irrelevant in this game. It really is. It doesn't even matter. It really doesn't. In the scheme of things, they weren't winning this game, whether they held him up or not. They weren't even going to win this game if he was safe and the throw was up the line. But I'll tell you this, and it's not even about winning the series, because they can't win the series. Series is over. They better get their ass back to LA. Wake up, show some freaking life and some heart and determination and show us something. Wake up. Figure out a way to win a game against a bullpen. And then again, I know this is going to be a discussion too. I'm going to get to it. Why Gerrit Cole is not going to pitch in game four or available for game four is beyond me. He makes $300 million. He is their ace. He threw 88 pitches. He's pitched half the season. Unless he isn't freaking healthy, which I find hard to believe because he dominated this Dodger lineup for 6 innings. You can't afford to lose anymore. Send him out there and set up a Game 7 possibility and send him out for Game 7. Do it. Not like we're going to get to Game 7. I'm being pie in the sky stupidity even contemplating that. But you need to if you're going to win the series, and they still have to plan for that, I suppose. Start him on the 4th. Start him tomorrow and give him a chance to play in the 7th. But I'm telling you right now, this Yankee team better freaking show me something. And Aaron Judge better show me something. You better win. Do not get swept. I know it doesn't matter. I'm not telling you they're winning the series. They're not. But they've got to show me something. I better not be on tomorrow, 2 a.m., talking about a freaking sweep at the hands of a bullpen game that the Dodgers probably won't care about and probably will try to avoid their best pitchers. Get off the deck. Get back to L.A. Lose with some freaking class. Because right now, this feels and looks exactly like the sweep 2 years ago. And whether I'm even in the mood to say this or not, they're better than that team. The New York Yankees, this New York Yankee team, is better than they were 2 years ago. They are. They're better. And we can argue whether this Dodger team is better than that world champion 22 Astros team. I don't care. It's not about them. At least right now, it's not about the Dodgers. They've been better. They're kicking the crap out of the Yankees. They're better. It's about how the Yankees have played, though. It really is. It's not when it's a couple runs. Not when this bullpen has really shut down this Dodger team. I mean, a couple runs in this game. It's four runs. A couple sacrifice flies through nine innings in game one. One inning of a couple of home runs in game two. Like, this bullpen has really done an amazing job to give this offense an opportunity, and it almost makes it worse to watch them go in every inning, watching this bullpen pull miracles out of their ass, not giving up major runs. Mark Leiter Jr. coming in and getting big outs. Nestor Cortez getting big outs again. The bullpen doing its job, and this Yankee offense doing the same lifeless crap. It's impossible. It's so frustrating, it's impossible to watch. And in many ways, you know, it's different that it's the World Series. And you know me, I'll get my back up a little bit when people talk about, you know, they talk about the entire postseason like it's been a failure and they're in the World Series, and sometimes that'll bother me, but ultimately right now, watching this World Series, watching the way they've played, watching how they've shown up in these games, it's impossible not to just feel sick to your stomach. And the only way I'm going to not have such bitter hatred for this team. And I know people are going to say, what's the difference? It's two hollow wins. I don't care. Do not let them celebrate at Yankee Stadium. Get this thing back to LA. That's it. I have no delusions of grandeur that they are going to win this series. Figure out a way to get up off the deck. Aaron Judge, figure out a way to come up with a big hit and get this thing back to LA and avoid the Dodgers celebrating on Yankee ground. Enough. Can't watch it anymore. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with your calls. We can get into the Giants. And listen, it's over. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's over. It was over last week. I'm glad they lost. Daniel Jones needs to stop being the quarterback. Plain and simple. And I know there's running into the kicker. I know there's all different things in that game. Here's the problem. Daniel Jones isn't good enough. The defense isn't good enough. The team isn't good enough. Stop playing him. That's it. It's the end of the Yankee season, and it's the end of Daniel Jones. All in one night.